verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Saturday night, we're back, and we are so grateful that you have found Christo the Rock. Music with a Message, 100.7 FM, KWRD. We thank you for tuning in. And this segment, we want you to know that you all are going to be introduced, listeners, to Robert Silva and his band. We just heard a couple of songs, Amor a Cristo, and that literally translated meaning love for Christ. You just heard a couple of songs, and we really hope you enjoyed those songs. And so you all will actually get to hear from Mr. Robert and what the band and what the CD is about, because we are actually giving away one of his CDs to our third person that emails us and lets us know on this Saturday night. So before you head out, or as you're coming in, you got time, shoot us an email. If you're listening on email or internet, you're kind of ahead of the game. You can shoot us an email right now, and you probably will be the third contact person that we will be able to say, boom, there's our winner. Boom, here's your CD. And so we really hope that you all are enjoying us tonight. We have a good topic tonight, but I definitely want our team members tonight that you're listening to, because we want you to be able to put faces with the voices that you are hearing, and I want them to reintroduce themselves to you, and so that way when you see that face, like, you know, can I call Pastor Ricky Pretty Ricky?
Ah.
You know, he all tanned and yeah, that's my brother. He's a brother from another. That's Pretty Ricky right here. And so, and so I want our team members to reintroduce themselves tonight to our listening audience. Yeah, Pretty Ricky and the beautiful one over there. And I'm just a cat that done burned the roof of his mouth and spilled Kool-Aid on my white t-shirt. That's what y'all gonna know us here tonight.
Oh, and my goodness.
Yeah, we want y'all to go to the website. We want y'all to see, man, Pastor Mark spilled Kool-Aid and he done burned the roof of his mouth. Okay, he looks like that's what he do. Who's the beautiful one in there? Oh, that's Tina. Oh, where Pretty Ricky. That's Pastor Rick. Y'all go to the website, www.christotherock.com. Even if you're listening to us on www.thewordfm.com, you can click right on over to christotherock.com, and you'll see our faces right there, and you'll be able to attach his voice with it. Now, I transition, and I'm going to shoot this to my brother, Pastor Ricky, and then we want to hear from Tina. And then she's going to kick it back to Pastor Ricky, because he is going to introduce our guest in studio with us. Take it away, Pretty Ricky.
Pastor Mark, I want you all people to know that it will not be a show without Pastor Mark. He's hilarious and he's funny. You got to meet this guy, because he's something else.
That's my brother. Love
we're going to have a... I love you too, Pastor. We're going to have a good show. We have some guests here tonight in the studio. We're going to interview. They're going to be playing a couple of songs. We're going to be playing a couple of songs from their CD. Roberto Silva and Joaquin Guzman are here today. So we're going to interview them here in a little bit, so I'm going to pass it over to Tina Lagrinda.
Well, let's just welcome them. Welcome.
Give them some love. Give them some love.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good to have you all in studio. Step on up to the mic, Mr. Robert. Tell us something about yourself and let our listeners know that you all are in studio and what you got for us, and we'll kind of get into some things that you might want to get across. Say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Tina.
You're so welcome. Go right ahead. I'm sorry, my brother.
Oh, no problem. Well, I'm a songwriter.
Okay.
By trade, I'm a CPA, but this hobby I have is I've been writing music for Jesus since I was saved back in 1981.
Yeah.
And everything I write, even if I try to write a secular song, the words come out with a double entendre.
Yeah.
You're religious because that's where the music's coming from.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm a piano player. And
okay.
And the stuff we got here, we have music in English and music in Spanish.
Hmm.
And I met my buddy Joaquin probably back in 99, was it?
Say what's up, Joaquin, so the people can hear you.
Hello, yeah. Joaquin Guzman.
Okay, he back there.
Co-writer and producer, music producer.
So all right.
I'm there.
Yeah, we want all y'all right. to know Joaquin. He back there in the cut chilling, you know.
Yeah, you know. The sound effects over here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, he likes to stay in the background
yeah.
and, you know,
nothing
kind of control everything
that.
From behind the
nothing
scenes.
Wrong yeah. that,
nothing
man.
Wrong
that's
with
all
right.
that.
Joaquin está allá, se queda más o menos escondido un rato, pero vamos a dejar quedarlo un ratito porque está más o menos allá separado de Roberto.
Hay que forzarlo.
Sí, hay que forzarlo un poco, ¿verdad?
Hay que forzarlo para que hable.
Okay, shoot, Robert. I'm sorry we interrupted, but we wanted to get Joaquin, you know, Joaquin in there. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that was a, that was...
Like
Joaquin.
Walk,
like
walking. Walk-in. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I had, you know, I like that. He said, y'all should be in the studio. He actually used his fingers like walking. Like walking. I was like, okay. Go here, Robert.
Yeah,
shoot. Tell us
I wrote a song called Walking on Water.
Okay.
And Joaquin says, Joaquin on Water. Thank you for writing it for me.
Amen.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah, can I get some of that publishing? Yeah. Well, tell me, Robert, what was your inspiration? You told us that you were saved in 1981, and salvation is something, you know, being saved, that's something that we always close our show with. Seeing that you were saved in 1981, you know, tell us what your world was like before you were saved, and then what kind of led you into this Jesus that all of a sudden now he and Christianity is the only thing that you can write about. Tell us that process.
Well, back in, I guess, the late 70s, I was an angry teenager like most teenagers are.
Yeah.
And back in around 1980, I wrapped my 73 Monte Carlo around a telephone pole.
Mm.
And it turned into a horseshoe.
Yeah.
And it was really a bad... The car looked like a teepee and a horseshoe at the same time. You
right.
can imagine that.
Right.
And I walked away from it, went to school, took a calculus exam, and aced it and went back
my
home.
Wow.
And then when I got home, the car got there, and it was my dad, who's never been a religious man, saw the car, turned around and looked at me and said, "You should be in church on your knees."
Right, right.
Yes.
Giving, you know,
yeah.
thanks.
Giving thanks to God.
Yeah.
And, of course, that went one in year and out the other year.
Mm.
And... exactly a year to the day, I was baptized.
Wow!
In a Four Square Church in Oak Cliff, Texas.
Did you recognize that it was a year to the day?
Yes,
you did.
Yeah.
Wow! And so it wasn't planned or anything.
No. It just happened. It turned out that the day I got baptized was June 19th, 1981, a year after I should have killed myself. Because
wow.
if there had been someone sitting behind me in the car, that would have been covered in metal. That, you know, they'd have been flattened in metal because there was a big telephone pole that put a big dent in my car. Like I said, if someone was sitting me behind the passenger seat behind me, behind the driver's seat in the back seat, they would have been covered in metal.
That's so powerful. I'm going to say this in Spanish. Dice Roberto que él iba a la escuela, ¿verdad? Como todos los juveniles por ahí. Él estaba fastidiado, iba a la escuela, ¿verdad? Y chocó su carro, se enredó sobre un poste de teléfono. Y si hubiera visto el carro, él no debe estar vivo. Y cuando él se fue a la escuela, él tomó un test, el cálculo, y lo pasó. Llegó a la casa y ya estaba el carro ahí. Y su papá, que no era un hombre religioso ni nada de eso, le dijo a él estas palabras: debes estar en la iglesia de rodillas. Dale gracias al Señor, pero ya yo creo, Roberto, que en ese tiempo ahí se marcó tu futuro y tu destino en el Señor. Dios tenía un plan para ti.
Sí, ese mismo día, ya que me acuerdo, escribí una canción que se llama Agradecimiento, Gratitude.
Fíjate, dice Roberto,
que
ese mismo día, porque él escribe canciones, ese mismo día Dios le inspiró en su corazón y él escribió un canto. Tocante de eso, lo que pasó, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
So was the song inspired by the car crash?
Yes.
It was the day of the car crash. Yeah, I got home and I went to the piano and before then I'd never written a Christian song. I'd written some song with some, you know, nasty lyrics
mm-hmm.
because that's the kind of kid I was.
Yeah.
But then when I wrote this song and I just started, you know, saying,
wow.
you know, Lord, take me in your bosom, take me in. Save me from this.
Is this walking on water?
No, no, it's called Gratitude. It's on the Trinity album, I think.
Wow. So it's on the Trinity album. Gratitude.
No, I'm sorry. It's on the album before that.
Okay.
It's on the album before that.
Well, that's the disc that we want to make sure that we give away. Simply because that, Robert, I believe will resonate with somebody, because somebody is about to go out tonight. Somebody, and here's the fact. A lot of time we think we got life planned out. Yeah. A lot of time, Pastor Ricky, we think that we're in control. We think we're going, and then we're coming back. Yeah. But only God knows when you walk out the door if you're going to make it back to that place. Only He knows. And so what I've learned as I've gotten older is this. I've started to treasure every moment, every minute, because so many situations that we either see on the news, or you can just drive down anywhere in Dallas and you can see, I've seen so many cars in a ditch, or I've seen, and that could easily be us. I know I'm the recipient of about, at least in my life, 4 car accidents, and I know 2 of them should have killed me.
Wow.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I know without a shadow of a doubt, 2 of them should have killed me. But the fact that we're still here, and you're talking about that song, Gratitude, Robert, I really want that to resonate with our listeners. And so what would you tell somebody that's about to head out tonight, or they're on the way from club to club and they just so happen by God's providence to come across 100.7. Boom. They stayed with us after Sabor Latino. They're listening right now. Talk about that song, because you've talked about your accident. What would you convey to them in a matter of a minute or so that, wow, this is what I should take from that song?
I guess you should be thankful that you're alive.
Okay.
And thankful that God takes care of you.
Yeah.
And if you're in His bosom, like the song says, you know, then He takes care of you.
Okay.
And you can't be damaged.
Okay.
But if you step outside of His bosom, then you're going to get hurt.
And see, and that's the beauty of that statement, because here's another fact that I want our listeners to consider. We're coming across the airwaves, and there are people listening to us that don't really grasp and understand what in God's bosom is. They just kind of think that, you know, wow, I control my own destiny. I've got my own plans. I'm in control. But we really don't grasp. I know I didn't until God saved me. I didn't grasp the fact that we were in God's bosom, that He was taking total care of us. And so, Pastor Ricky, I want you to kind of expound for our listeners what Robert talked about, being in God's bosom and being in His care, because at any given moment, we can leave this planet or be in an accident, and then I think we'll recognize what gratitude is. But God wants us to recognize what gratitude is before something happens.
Está hablando el pastor Mark de un corazón de gratitud. El hermano Brother Robert Silva, él tuvo un accidente, y desde ese día él fue inspirado y él grabó un canto. Él toca el piano, escribió un canto para el Señor, y desde ese día él ha sido una persona que tiene un corazón de gratitud al Señor, porque él entiende que era el plan de Dios. Él pensaba que él tenía su vida en control, ¿verdad?, en sus manos, pero él estaba hablando de que el Señor tiene su vida y nuestras vidas en sus manos. Nos dice él que cuando pasó eso, él su corazón cambió, su modo de pensar cambió. Ahora él goza de la vida de día por día, ¿verdad? Él goza porque él tiene un corazón de gratitud, hermano Roberto.
Sí, así es. O sea, el agradecimiento que se debe tener porque Cristo murió por nuestros pecados.
Right.
Si antes que nosotros naciéramos, Él ya había muerto por nosotros.
He's saying that he's got that heart of gratitude now, because he knows that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and now he shows Jesus that love and he responds back to that, Pastor Mark. And it's so amazing how how he opened his eyes. He came to the senses, and some people don't. What is it going to take?
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
it going to take? And so
from there, once you discovered all this, how did the group actually start to formulate?
Well, I've been playing in churches off and on and in little coffee shops for a long time. But when I met Joaquin back in 1999, we became friends. And then I guess probably in the last 3 or 4 years, we've been toying with the idea about getting a group together. And we finally did this last album together, and we said, okay, let's go get a group together. Even though that's a chicken or the egg concept,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't have a group unless you have gigs.
Right.
And you can't have gigs unless you have a group.
Yeah.
So what we did is, and Joaquin says, you know, his production company is Santa Fe Productions, Holy Faith.
Okay.
And he told me, well, no, we have to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask for it and believe it,
yeah.
and God will give it to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's what we did. So, okay, well, let's get some musicians together because he knows a lot of good musicians. And,
yeah.
you know, so we got the musicians together. We started practicing. We practiced for a couple of months, and then we got a gig, and
mm-hmm.
then next thing we know, we're on the radio.
And so how many musicians?
So, me and four people. There's five of us in total. There's a guitar player, a bass player, drummer. Joaquin does additional keyboards, and I mm-hmm. do piano and vocals.
Okay. Well, Robert, we're about to break into this next segment, and I believe we're going to hear a couple of songs from your upcoming discs. And so I want our listeners, Pastor Ricky is going to introduce these two songs that we're going to hear from Robert Silva, and we're going to have him take it away right about now.
Si vamos a poner, como dijo el Pastor Mark, dos cantos. Este grupo que está aquí con nosotros, el primero se llama Amor a Morir. Y el segundo es el lo que Dios me dio.
All right.
All righty. Well, I tell you what. We hope you all enjoy this song or two from who we have in studio, Robert Silva and his partner in music writing and production, Joaquin Guzman. And we hope that you all give us some feedback, too. Not only give us feedback, but let us know what you thought about the music. Shoot us an email or something. We'll definitely get it to him. But the third person, not calls us, because it's kind of late on Saturday, and I don't know if we can break away and answer the phone right now. But third person, emails either one of us. We'll get you his CD. And this CD, I believe, is called Trinity. There's number 3 on it. And so with that said, we thank you for joining us. This is 100.7 FM KWRD. We are home to the number one Christian radio station
in
America.
Nation.
To right. that sister station, and we are so humbled to be in your living rooms and in your cars. Join us again after the next segment, all right? We love y'all. Looking forward to seeing you in just a bit.
Me diste un amor a morir.
Dios me dio algo que te llena el corazón. Prometí amar, se me olvidó, sufro por mi equivocación. No te puedo dar lo que se perdió, yo solo encuentro confusión. Lo que Dios me dio, me lo arrebató. No portarme bien ni las cosas malas que hice yo. No puedo cambiar lo que sucedió. No quiero perder lo que Dios me dio. Permite que te diga que no hay nadie que te quiera como yo. Te quisiera dar lo que Dios me dio, algo que te llene el corazón. Vas a regresar, por lo visto no, ya que destrocé tu ilusión. Lo que Dios me dio, me lo arrebató. No portarme bien ni las cosas malas que hice yo. No puedo cambiar lo que sucedió. Dios me dio algo que te llene de emoción.